You're listening to SBS News.
Hostilities have been exchanged in Iraq and Syria between United States troops based there and local armed groups. The US military says its troops escaped injury when missiles targeted their military base in the Alama oil field in eastern Syria. The origins of the rockets haven't been confirmed, but US officials say Iran-backed armed groups are likely to be responsible. The US response was to attack facilities in Iraq and Syria that it said were being used to launch rocket attacks against its troops. The action was authorized by US President Joe Biden.
What I can say to you, Iran will never get a nuclear weapon on my watch, as they say. I directed last night's airstrikes targeting sites used by the Iranian-backed militia group responsible for recent attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq.
It's the second time the Biden administration has authorized military action in the region in the 5 months of his presidency. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the attacks were defensive.
These strikes are designed to limit the risk of escalation. We will take, and he believes, we will take necessary and appropriate measures to defend U.S. personnel, partners, and allies in the region.
However, the Iraqi government, one of those allies, has denounced the U.S. action. In a statement, Iraq's military spokesperson Yahya Rasool said,
"We condemn the U.S. airstrike that targeted a site last night on the Iraqi-Syrian border. It represents a blatant and unacceptable violation of Iraqi sovereignty and Iraqi national security according to all international conventions."
It's a rare criticism of the US by Iraq's current government. Iraqi authorities say they're studying all legal options to prevent the country from becoming a proxy battleground for the US and Iran as they continue negotiations to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi says Iraq has launched an investigation into the circumstances of the strike. Retired U.S. Army General David Petraeus led multinational forces in Iraq in 2007. Over the past 20 years, he says Iranian-supported militias have been a huge problem.
"We defeated them, as you will recall, in the second half of the second year of the surge in the battles of Sadr, Sidi, and Basra and others, but they were allowed to reassemble and get back on the streets when the threat of ISIS loomed large in Iraq, and they have never left the streets since then and are now much more heavily equipped and armed with weapons provided by Iran. And they have been shooting rockets and mortars and flying drones at our forces. Only a few thousand of them left there in a variety of bases around the country, including in the Kurdish region where they've been struck. And so this had to happen, I think."
A joint statement from several militias vows to continue targeting U.S. forces.
"We will avenge the blood of our righteous martyrs against the perpetrators of this heinous crime. And with God's help, we will make the enemy taste the bitterness of revenge."
Militia groups linked to al-Qaeda and IS have grown stronger in recent years, despite the deployment of regional, Western and UN troops. In recent months, Iraqi officials have attributed more than 25 deadly attacks to IS, including the bombing of a Baghdad market in January, which killed more than 30 people. Nadine Silva, SBS News.